This pitch is hit high and deep to right field. Rowdy Tellez, did you? Yes, you did. Rowdy Tellez has just homered a little bit beyond the Ranger bullpen. A shot that ties this game at six.
Hixey with the call. Jake Berger would then end it. Pinch hitting for Jock Peterson and the Rangers with their biggest comeback win of the year. This is your home for Rangers baseball with Sean, RJ, and Bobby. And we welcome back an old friend, former Rangers skipper and bench coach for the Arizona Diamondbacks, Jeff Bannister on the D&M Leasing Hotline 105.3 The Fan. Good morning, Banny. How you been?
I'm doing well. How are you?
We're doing well, especially after last night. Take us through the emotions of that comeback that we're scared to ask you about.
You scared?
Nah. We deal with Jerry Jones enough.
Yeah, it's you know what? Listen, it was, I mean, for a fan, and especially a Ranger fan, it was a great game. For us, it was a challenging game, but you know, there's that game gave you a range of emotions early and all the way through. I mean, all the way to the home run by Tellez, but more importantly, the extra inning. And listen, it's kind of where we are right now with a bunch of young players that are, you know, put in the fire early, if you will. The challenge of being a major leaguer, and you know, we've got some quality players on our team. We still got a number of players that played in the 23 World Series. You saw that offensively, but you know, it is one of those things, kind of you know, how our season has gone to speak about it. You know, we're, you know, we'll, how we've played well, but you know, there's been some challenges late in the games.
How are you guys able to get to Eovaldi? I mean, you did more damage against him than we've seen in the past 2 months around here. Was there something specific in a scouting report, an approach, or just had one of those nights?
No, you know what? You go back and look at our offense. We've had one of the best offenses in baseball all year long.
Yeah.
We've got some quality hitters in our lineup. It's these guys, I think they wear pitchers down more than anything else. And we take pitches. We don't give in to chasing a lot of stuff out of the zone. We force pitchers back in the zone, and you know, they do. Our hitting coaches do a great job preparing our guys for what they're going to see, what they're going to get, and you know, different counts, different situations. So they've been on top of that all year long. And if you go back and look, I mean, we've been one of the top offenses all year.
Banny, you know, it obviously he didn't have his curveball working well, and he was lefty. When the lefties were up, he was leaving it out in the righty batter's box. I mean, it had no movement on it. It looked like on a couple of them. As a hitter, like, when you see a pitcher just not being able to control a certain pitch, do you take that out of your mind that he's going to use it? And, like, from the flip side, as a manager, are you telling a pitcher when they don't have a pitch that night, like, let's move away from that? How does that work?
Well, you know what, you can't just eliminate your own pitch, right? If it's a quality pitch for you, you still have to be able to find spots inside the game to utilize it and in hopes that you get it back, right? I mean, that's part of it. But as a hitter, when, you know, we talk to our guys, listen, you know, we're ultra aware of what is going on inside the game. Our guys pay attention, our coaches pay attention to it also. We will give our guys that type of information. And when you can eliminate a pitch as a hitter, if it's a breaking ball, a guy doesn't have his breakers, not throwing for strikes, this is not a quality pitch for him. If you can eliminate that, then it makes your job a little bit easier, right? And so you start zeroing in on, you know, if it's a fastball and he has to use a fastball, what window is it coming out of? Where do I need to push him more out over the plate, or do I want to bring him back into me? But believe me, when you start limiting pitches on the hitters, you're going to be in trouble in this league.
How early in the game typically can you tell if a guy has something or not?
First inning, second inning, you know, guys walk out and, you know, you can see the stuff coming out of their hand pretty quickly and how they maneuver from inning to inning and, you know, obviously, you've got technology in the dugout now. I mean, our guys are well-versed in spin rate and all the vert and horizontal movement on pitches, and that'll change. And so we stay on top of that during the game. Our hitting coaches do a great job of, you know, if the guy's losing spin rate, well, he's losing carry on the fastball. If he's, you know, the vert is not as dynamic, then you know what? Raise him up. You know, he's not the window of hitting becomes a little more precise in those situations.
Diamondbacks bench coach and former Texas Rangers manager Jeff Banister joining us here on 105 Through the Fan. Banny, you know, you guys have been in, you guys have played several games over the last few years here in Texas, and there's been a discussion this year that there's just something about the way this ballpark is playing, and it's become a really strong hitter's park. What have you noticed about just in general the way that it plays and the kind of discussions you guys have about playing within these confines?
Yeah, you know what, when... You know, I was part of the design team on the stadium, and wow. One of the things that we talked about when we were putting the plans together, that we wanted an offensive ballpark. We wanted the ability to have offenses play well in this ballpark, is namely the Texas Rangers, right? And so coming in as a visiting team, you know that going into it, you know the ball is going to fly. You know that that there's a lot of space in the outfield as well. Listen, there's all the different, you know, heights of the fences and everything. So there is a lot of offense to be had here. And you know that we talk more to our pitchers and defense more about it than we do our hitters. Our hitters know that already. They walk out there, they take BP, they know it. So we talk more to our pitchers on, you know, listen, you got to be a little better locating your pitches. You got to be a little more frugal in what you're doing. You got to attack in certain situations, and there are certain situations where you got to find a way to get these guys to hit the ball on the ground, which the Rangers don't do very often.
Banny, what is your overall assessment of the Rangers season? And in scouting them, we always ask this to the football coaches. You're taking the last three games of film. What are you doing baseball? Like, take the last week, 2 weeks? How does all that get condensed to prepare for the Rangers series, and your just overall thoughts on their season?
Yeah, you know what? That's a great question. Right. Their overall season, you look at them, they've performed very well off the mound, right? It's a great defensive ball club. They don't make too many mistakes defensively. They cover the routine play, and they can make some dynamic plays on you. But their pitching has been kind of their moniker all year long. I think they thought coming into the season their offense was going to be their moniker. And you know, offenses become a little bit fickle at times too. It can be challenging. And when we look at them, those are the things that I look at, like how is their offense playing? And I look at the entire body of the season, but I go back and I look at last 10 to 12 days on a hitter. And what they are doing, where are they at right now, and how they've been performing. And you know, that tells a better story than looking at the whole picture. Because you can get – the whole picture gets a little muddled at times. You think, well, these guys are performing really well, but last 10 days, you know, they've been super challenged at what they're doing. You know, they're not barreling baseballs. But listen, this is still – any time that you've got Semien and Seager in the lineup, you know, they're – Garcia, it can be a potent offense. I mean, we saw that last night. Langford I don't think he had a home run in his last 100 at bats. Maybe I should have went back and looked at the last game. So, but, you know, I mean, it's an offense that can explode on you. You got to make pitches. I think more than anything else, this, you know, momentum is real in baseball. I just, you know, their offensive momentum just has not gained traction for lengthy periods of time all year long.
Banny, you guys are going to go up against Jack Leiter tonight. He's somebody who, you know, has had some ups and downs in terms of just his he was considered one of the top prospects. Then people were kind of low on him. He's bounced back and had a decent year this year. What have you guys seen from him as you've prepared scouting reports and gotten ready to go against him tonight?
Well, first of all, I mean, it's a big arm, a big fastball, you know, a guy that he can get it by you if you're not, don't get your foot down and ready for the fastball. I mean, I don't think anybody's going to get off of that tonight. You know, listen, this is any time you face a young kid like this, you know, there are days that he's going to have electric stuff, and there are days that, you know, he's it may not be as sharp. I think for any young player, that is the challenge of being in the big leagues. How consistent can you go out and perform any given night? So for us, I'm not going to give up all of our secrets to you. I know that Sean would be rushing over and telling Boach everything I said on the radio.
The great Jeff Banister on the D&M Leasing Hotline. I would like to ask about a pitcher you know very well. What are we getting in Merrill Kelly?
Tremendous human being to start with. We miss him a lot. This is an ultra competitor. You do the backstory on Merrill. You know that this is a guy that was on his way, Arizona State, drafted, on his way to the big leagues. He got sidetracked a little bit in Tampa, wound up in Korea, remade himself as a pitcher, and came back and built himself a terrific major league career at a later stage in his baseball life, if you will. Knows how to pitch, command guy over stuff, but has good stuff. He's not electric fastball, but the mix of pitches is what makes him so dynamic. And he's more of a, like, retro old school pitcher that he can read the barrel. He knows what the hitter's wanting to do off of him. He sees things very well, and he can utilize the command and beat you. You look up at the end of the night and you're going, well, why did we only get 3-4 hits and only 2 runs, right? This guy can do that to you. And I love the guy. We miss him. He was a leader inside our clubhouse. You guys, as this thing goes along with him, you're going to love having him on your team.
Banny, I know that there's a lot of the sport's done a lot of changes over the years, the larger bases, the pitch clock, all that. One that was talked about this offseason was that golden at-bat rule. And I know you've mentioned something about, like, being able to throw a hitter in at any point. Is that something that would have been well received by players, that kind of golden at-bat?
You know what? I think so. We've talked about this before and a lot. I think that we've kind of just scratched the surface on things that we could probably do in our game to really make it. I mean, our game's exciting anyways, and the traditionalists will freak out when we start talking about things like this. But I think players would love anything that is going to make our game a little more exciting, a little more challenging at times, add some more strategy into it. But to have that opportunity, I mean, it'd be like a WWE show, right? I mean, if you bring in somebody out of the dugout that everybody wants to see, having it bat during a crucial time is, I mean, think about if you could have used a guy like Barry Bonds anytime you wanted to. I mean, how awesome would that be? So, but, you know, I think as baseball continues to progress, we'll see things like that. And it kind of makes me exciting, because as a manager or as a coach, being able to utilize some more strategy in our game, mm-hmm. is, I think it'd be a lot of fun, not only for us and the players, but the fans.
Well, look, you've always been an all-time interview. We absolutely miss that around here, and we appreciate you coming back on the show. It's great to hear your voice, and hopefully you're able to enjoy some time back here in Texas. And Choppy said he's got the check today, so don't reach.
Well, then we need to go somewhere big then.
There we go. 32-ounce ribeye lunch.
There we go.
Manny, thank you, man. All the best. The great Jeff Banister, former Rangers manager on the D&M Leasing Hotline. Nice get from Ralph James Choppy. I always loved hearing his interviews. Like, you want a motivational wake up every single morning, you just listen to him on The Fan with the weekly coaches show. All right, it's a Tuesday, and that means you need to be careful of who your nurse is. And is this going to be the biggest NFL podcast of the year? It's going to make Bobby sick. I'm all over it. Which side are you on? It's PP in the Morning next.